Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And one of the prophecies we're going to be talking about is one that was given by John Paul Jackson. We refer to it quite often as the perfect storm, but it was given in 2008. And part of the prophecy that was given, just to let you know, said that the bear, Russia, would awaken. She would come awake and will come out of her hibernation, was the word. But then, understand, this is 2008, but she will also come down and take over Ukraine to be able to start conflict with a goal of raising the oil prices. And the reason why is because the economy in Russia will be crashing. Well, guess what? The economy's crashing. They came down in Ukraine, and what I didn't know until I found out about it, that Germany gets their oil from Russia, but it comes through the Ukraine. Europe gets their oil through Russia, but it comes through the Ukraine. So Ukraine had the pipeline that they could just clip it off. Mm-hmm. And so Putin coming into Ukraine can cause a crisis in Germany for oil. He can cause a crisis in Europe for oil, which causes the price to go up. And that's what he would want to do, what John Paul Jackson was prophesying about. He will want to do. And this is before they even awoke, because that's what he'll use. He got into office based on he's going to increase the economy of Russia. Well, the only way he can do that to get out of debt now is to get the oil prices to go up. In addition, in the prophecy, he talked about Russia will be providing weapons to Iran. Mm. And the reason why he's doing that is so that it causes conflict in the Middle East, which will cause oil prices to go up. I mean, think how we just used our own oil in America. I don't know, for 10 years. We just shut down, quit buying, just stop for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. They said we have enough oil to last us for a long time through fracking and our own reserves. And some of our legislative people are saying that. And in the middle of our country, we have just so much oil. But if just for a defensive policy, just to defend ourselves for a while, let's just stop buying, sending our money off to these oil and let them go through whatever they're going to go through in the context of that. China will still buy it. And that it allows us to be able to get our bearings again. And we won't have to just say, well, the only way out of using foreign oil is to, figure out how to get wind blowing past your house to blow your windmill.
Yeah, right.
It only works in Texas. Probably it's very windy there. if we had to survive on a windmill where we're at, it'd be very bad.
Yeah, we'd be in trouble.
It'd be very bad. Go out there and blow on the windmill, son. So, but the one way to do that is like, my goodness, this thing is over power and oil and money, control. But the partnership with evil partnering together, understand we can have our own ideas and concepts. And we're going to be talking in more detail about this. But if the devil partners with the devil, if somebody who's held captive for their own goals, held captive by the adversary, with their own goals, partners with somebody else that seems to have similar goals, but yet they're held captive by the devil as well. Understand, when they come together, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't have a clue what the devil's going to do.
That's right.
And how God's going to respond.
Mm-hmm. The stronger evil may win,
Yeah, yeah. And many are the plans in a man's heart.
That's right.
But it's the Lord's plans that always prevail. And so we want to talk about in today's program about some of these prophetic words. And one particular program I talked about, the 7 years to bury, 7 months to bury the body in bodies, 7 months to bury the bodies and 7 years to burn the weapons. Mm-hmm. This is a prophecy in the Word of God, and that for whatever reason, suddenly radical Islam will come together. It's happening, right? Mm-hmm. I believe our president turned over the United Arab League, turned them over to Putin. Mm-hmm. Remember, he gathered them all together. They said, listen, just go deal with this Syrian issue and we'll pay for it. So that's what the Muslim United Arab League said, just like 21, 22 nations. Mm-hmm. They said, Mr. President of America, if you'll go deal with this, we'll pay for that war. Deal with Syria. He just said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I don't know what he did, how he said. But what he did was, he said, here, Putin, you got it. And he passed that power over to the president of GOG. And now, and you have Russia's very friendly with radical Islam. Very friendly. And they have same evil goals, it looks like, right, to be able to rule. And eventually, you know, the prophets talk about eventually, and history talks about that they'll want to off each other. One minute they're not going to go forever. They're going to go until their means, until their end comes, and then one's going to try to take over the other. It won't go that way, I don't think. But suddenly what's going to take place, according to that prophecy, is all of a sudden, all these people are going to come against Israel from every nation. Well, that would be radical Islam. And look what's happening as we speak right now. If you heard our last program, we're showing you exactly what's taking place right now in Israel. And Hezbollah is in Lebanon. You have Hamas is in the Palestinian territory now, part of the government there, which we support. 6% of what we send them, reports are, which we talked about in the previous program, goes to people who kill Jews, hurt Jews, maim Jews. The more you kill, the more you make. And so 6% of the money that we send Palestinians, according to that article, it goes to those folks who are hurting Jews. Wow. And we knowingly are doing that. So make sure you call your congressman or woman who actually decides whether things will be funded or not. They can pass all the laws they want to in America, but the Congress, your representative, says, well, we're not going to fund it. I mean, if, for example, if truly that our Congress thought Obamacare or Affordable Health Care Act was not something they wanted, there can be a law there, but they could say, well, we're not going to put money into it. Mm-hmm. It just stops it.
No funding.
So nobody in Washington, D.C. can say they're not for what's going on because they're funding it. They're either passing the law or they're supporting it by funding it. And it's just becoming, you know, like the majority, right?
Mm-hmm.
Irrelevant. So some of the words that have been spoken, one particular prophetic words that was given, 31 prophetic words that was given by Jim Baker sometime back, and all of them have come to pass except for one. Mm-hmm. And the one word that has yet to come to pass is nuclear material will be found, and I believe it's in Kedron Valley, but definitely be found in Israel. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make that available to you where you can listen to this word and you can get it. But all 30 have come to pass, but this 31st has not come to pass, and it was nuclear material found in, I believe, Kedron Valley, but definitely in Israel. Some of the other words that was spoken in 2008 was given to John Paul Jackson, and this is available to you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. We're starting to see the fulfillment of these things. Israel will experience new and more devastating attacks with physical nuclear material being released, which lines up with what this is. John Paul Jackson getting that word. Israel will retaliate with missile strikes. This was all spoken in 2008. Suicide bombers escalate against and in Israel to the most frequent in history. I mean, it's amazing the missile attacks that are going on. Israel will bomb Iran, and anti-Semitism will escalate as fuel costs soar, which Putin's going to get the money that he needs if he's in that paradigm. And missiles coming out of the water of the Mediterranean towards Israel, they'll be coming out of the water. Mm. And so this is some of the things that people will ask. He said that, and he's seeing these things in headlines in a prophetic vision. He said, what other secret weapons does Israel have? Has Israel played all of her cards? Mm-hmm. Israel says, if missiles hit Jerusalem, Mecca will be hit within minutes. Mm. And by the way, Mecca is the place where Muslims go to this journey to find themselves and to find their God. And that's where you see them walking around. Hopefully, we have a picture to show you that. But it's a hole in the ground. They're waiting for their Savior to come out of this particular hole. According to the Quran, he'll come out and put a mark on you, which says that you're right and not wrong. It's the actual opposite of what Revelation says about Jesus coming back. Right. Their Savior's coming out of the ground, and ours is coming in the clouds.
Come on.
And remember that the beast gives you a mark, and they're seeing the mark as a positive thing. That's how they'll make war with the Son of God, because they think that they're right.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Quran, you know, what is said is that Jesus will come back. He's a prophet. He'll come back, but he'll have to apologize for calling himself the Son of God, Jesus.
Mm.
And he will be the assistant to their Savior coming out of the ground. He'll just say, that ain't going to happen.
Mm-mm.
And so these things are coming to pass as we speak. And so you always wonder what's really going on with the massive part of the population. As a matter, here's a picture of Mecca right here. You can see it going up. This is Mecca. The tent is covering a hole in the ground, called a well. They're waiting for their eventual Savior to come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's people, you know, walking around in circles around that. That's what you're seeing right there, Muslims. And so what the prophetic word was, this is prophecy. Nobody said this in Israel that I know of. This is just John Paul Jackson seeing prophetically what was going to be said in the headlines was, if a missile hits Jerusalem, Mecca, which is what you're looking at, will be hit within minutes.
Hmm. Hmm.
That's major.
Yeah, it's huge.
Sad to say, you know, that the world says, oh, you know, beat up Jews all you want to, beat up Jerusalem all you want to, throw bombs into Israel. It's like, yeah, that's kind of tough. It's an issue. You know, one mosque, one thing in Mecca, and people just freak out. It's like, what? That is so Jezebel. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wait a minute. If you didn't care when Jesus got hurt.
Hello.
And now you care when you're stuck. You are a devil. That's a devil.
Yeah.
You know?
And what's interesting is that now of all times that these rockets from the Gaza Strip from Hamas are actually reaching to the point of Jerusalem. I mean, there was
four of them who were in Avi was shot.
Yeah. Which has never been done before that type of distance. Always those rockets have come to the southern border. So they're actually now attempting, Hamas's, to go in deeper. So it's like, okay, it's on.
Right. And what we're sensing in the context of all this is some of the things that were spoken of prophetically is the whole world's going to be in crisis. That... the kingdoms, this is going to be the best times the church has ever seen, but it's the church, not by name only. I mean, it's people who are listening and abiding with God and great exploits, a harvest of 1 billion souls. But we're going to talk about the 7 months to bury the dead, 7 years to burn the weapons, China, how they're positioning themselves to be the new world power, the right of strategy that's being laid out according to John Paul Jackson. And riots bigger than they've ever been seen in history is going to take place in America.
Mm.
It's going to be like the mob Robin Hood type mentality going on. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.